You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It up. Let's get into the ring culture here in a second. I do want to play this Will Fleming sound as we're talking about sports breakups. And why we're talking about this is Rafael Devers breaking up with the city of Boston, per se, as they trade him away. He did say something that kind of caught me, that he'll never be the face of a franchise, Rafael Devers. And he is the highest paid player on the team. And is that acceptable to be the highest paid player and not be the face of your franchise? Take a listen. Will Fleming talking about that.
That stuff is real. The stuff that's coming out about, you know, his intransigence and his unwillingness to do some of those things. The only thing I can liken it to is like a broken marriage in a way, where you just hope that it just was poisoned and it was never going to get better in that way. Just the communication and the feelings were hurt on both sides. So, I just think if he comes here, when he's here now, I think that it has a chance to be a great new start for him. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the face of the franchise, of any franchise. He's never going to do a ton of media. He's never going to talk a lot. And that's fine. And by the way, the Red Sox acknowledged that too when they gave him $300+ million. They never asked him to do a lot of that stuff. They said, we just want you to hit. And hit he does.
Hit he does.
So I don't understand, like, because there is a little, almost like he's contradicting himself. Hey, we don't expect you to do any of the media stuff. Hey, but why aren't you doing any of the media stuff? Right?
I guess.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's when the likes of Mookie Betts finally leave and Xander Bogaerts finally leaves, and you're left with that contract and that player, and he is kind of like the last remnant of a World Series title. I do think that leads to expectations. Like, whether that's fair or not, like, at one point, Brandon Crawford was looked at as one of the leaders on this team. Was he the best player? No, but the fact that he was like that kind of last remnant of a World Series team, there were certain expectations when it came to availability. Now, it's different. He's a Bay Area guy. He's built into it. Like, I'm not saying it's the like same thing, but I'm just trying to, you know, throw it out there. Like, the fact that he was like the last remaining remnant of a World Series team, I think, meant something to the fans. They wanted to hear from him, especially as they're making all that money. But when I hear him say, you know, he's not expected to be the face of a franchise, and, you know, don't worry, you got Matt Chapman, you got Willie Adames there. I was like, eh, well, like, sure. But also, I would like to hear from that guy occasionally, right? And if it just felt like at some point he just cut all ties of communication. And that, I don't think, is going to happen first and foremost early on here. But, like, let's say we're a year into this, Joe, or two, and then you don't, like, hear from this guy at all.
Is he balling?
No. How about that?
Well, if he's not balling, maybe you don't want to hear from him. I don't know. Like,
You wanted to hear from Debo last year when he was not balling.
Well, he was also podcasting and talking and, yeah. All right, so, like, you can't have it both ways. That's my thing, and that's why I get frustrated, and I'm going to go cross-sport analogy here. That's why I get so frustrated with Rory McIlroy, right? Rory McIlroy wants to show up on the Carson Daly Show and do this podcast and that podcast, but then media availability after a tournament, no, I've earned the right to not have to do any of that. Well, wait a minute, dude. Like, you can't have it both ways. This guy clearly doesn't want it both ways. He just, hey, I want to play baseball.
888-957-9570. Do you agree that you don't have to be the highest paid player and be the face of a franchise? Will Fleming says, hey, on the Red Sox, he was kind of the face, whether he wanted to be or not. Fans bestowed that upon him.
Is Purdy, like, right now, like, and he will talk to the media.
He will.
I don't consider Purdy the face of the 49ers.
No, I don't either. I actually think it's Kyle Shanahan, quite frankly.
Okay, but Shanahan, Kittle, yeah. Bosa, Warner, it's not Purdy yet.
It's not Purdy.
Maybe one day it will be.
Was Jimmy ever the face?
I think for a small period, yeah.
I think he was a pretty face. He was a nice guy to look at. I think people, like,
Jimmy mania was pretty
Jimmy
real.
Jimmy mania for a second, and then it kind of, he got hurt.
They also didn't have Fred at this level where he's at now, and Kittle's level of fame is way bigger than it was back then. Bosa wasn't even on the team by then.
Right.
I just think the dynamic of the roster was totally different.
Who is the face currently of the San Francisco Giants, you would say, right now? As of today,
I mean, is it a joke? I'm not even joking, but is it like a jarring if I still say Krug and Kipe?
Wow, the broadcast duo.
I mean, they're so iconic.
It's like kind of.
I think that's
field.
More a reflection on them than the Giants.
Yeah, well, that speaks
like,
to
like
that.
Vin Scully. Like, Vin Scully was the face for so long.
Yeah, but he was like a face of baseball, right? Almost in a sense where it was just so. He cast such a large shadow.
Okay, that's
like,
probably not the right answer. Maybe it's Posey, I guess. I don't know.
No, but like, let's just stick to the players then. Like, if you had to pick a player on this team that was the face. Because, like, Willie Adames, I don't think Willie is that guy.
Logan Webb.
Right? I'm forcing you to pick a player, and, like, you still don't want to is kind of my answer here. So, whether we like it or not.
I think it's Chapman Adames.
Okay.
Still.
All right. Chapman still, and it sucks because Chapman's not
I don't think
there,
either right. one of them is the singular face. I think it's Chapman or Adames.
Okay. Fair enough. 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, we do have something huge happening tonight at Shea Center. 7 o'clock. Be there or be square. We'll be locked in. Valkyrie's taking on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Mark Willard and Mark Grandy are going to be broadcasting their show live out there at Chase Center. So go say hi.
So this like face of the franchise thing, I think it makes great fodder to talk about. I don't think this is how teams, like, not all of them, I don't think this is how teams construct themselves. Right now, reigning Super Bowl champs. It's the face of the Eagles right now.
Ooh, good question. Saquon.
Over Howie Roseman?
I think, but Saquon's on the cover of Madden.
Okay, I'm asking.
And over he's a podcast, I think, right, too?
Over his coach?
Over Sirianni, yeah. I think Saquon's a god in Philadelphia right now.
No doubt. I'm talking
nationally. I think it's him or Jalen, to be quite frankly.
Talking nationally.
Nationally, dude, I still think it's Saquon Barkley. Dude's getting drafted number one overall in fantasy
leagues. I don't know.
His stock right now is sky high.
I think when I think of the Eagles, I think of Howie first. Maybe you and I just look at it different.
I think so. And that's fine. You can take your guy, Howie Roseman, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We have Anthony in San Rafael that wants to join in this face of the franchise conversation. He has a potential face of the franchise for the Giants.
Boston?
Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, let's
You're almost Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I think Logan Webb needs a little bit more respect. He has a good shot at Cy Young this year, and I think he's absolutely the face of the franchise. Just look at what he did to the Dodgers last time he started.
Yeah, but you think it's as simple as that? Just your starts against it? Because I kind of agree with Joe that I liken Logan a little bit personality-wise, more with like a Matt Cain. His style of pitching, it's not as sexy as, let's say, a Tim Lincecum.
Kind of like Brock Purdy.
Yeah, a little bit. But that's fine.
Almost understated.
What is your criteria for a face, I'll ask Anthony?
Well, I think it's the best player on the team. And I think Logan Webb's the best player on the team.
Okay, hey, fair enough. That's a great answer. You know what? I don't think it always has to be the best player on the team to be the face, as we're talking about right now. It could be a franchise, executive, quite frankly. Hell, it could be an owner. Jerry Jones is the face of the Dallas Cowboys.
100%.
It could be an owner.
It could be Dak, and Dak's not their best player.
No, exactly. It could just be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, was Troy Aikman ever their best player on the Cowboys?
No.
He was like the face, though. Like, it's synonymous with them, or is Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. Emmitt. I mean, they had so many players.
I know.
I mean, they were stacked.
Well, and Jimmy Johnson was the face.
Right?
Jimmy Johnson was the face that I associate with the early 90s.
There you go. So
more than Jerry, even.
Anthony's saying Logan Webb is the best player. By the way, we got this or that coming up, this or that, 888-957-9570. It's the fastest growing segment in sports radio history and here on 95.7 The Game. It's going to be a question. It could be sports related. It could be non-sports related. It's going to be one or the other. And that segment is about you, the people. Sam Lumman, you got something?
Yeah, no, just we're talking about, the factors that determine what a face of the franchise is. Do you put more weight in a guy being a homegrown player becoming a face of the franchise? Or do you believe that, it can be a free agent coming in and assuming that title?
It matters. I go immediately, as you say that, to Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry. That's exactly what I think.
Well, Steph's still the face at that time, or was it still KD?
No, it was Steph, but KD was their best player.
Well, but Steph was the face, and he was homegrown, though. So that's the thing.
Do you want
to be a homegrown player? So I think that's kind of why, with Anthony's point with Logan Webb, like, Logan Webb is the homegrown guy of the core right now. So do Giants fans kind of gravitate more towards Logan Webb as the face? Because recall, the Giants' entire history, the face of the franchise has always been a homegrown player.
No.
Other than Barry Bonds, who grew up in the Giants clubhouse, which is a different kind of homegrown. So I just don't know if the homegrown aspect, does that matter in a face of the franchise? Or, because like with the Dodgers, I think we could say their face is probably Shohei Ohtani, who was not a homegrown
player.
Steve
Young was not a guy drafted to the team.
No. And he was their face
of
the
franchise.
And he was their
face
for many
franchise.
Years. Even though Jerry was the best player on the team.
Right. So it's a great
Steve
question.
Young was huge.
But to Sam's point, we do view it differently when you are getting traded over here and you weren't drafted here. I think the Bay Area in particular, we are very, very leery of letting go of our guys that we drafted.
Yeah, and I
we
hear
do
you
do not like it.
But there's been
Look at Clay Thompson. Yeah.
No, I know, but there has been seminal moments where those people have been. So, like, for example, David Lee, when he got traded over here, David Lee was the face of the Warriors for quite some time. Now, you could argue that's not good enough.
Right.
Which I would agree with, but he was the face.
Okay.
More so than Monte.
Okay. And I will go back to that Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry thing, because I think that is the greatest example of this. Kevin Durant, whether you agree or not, whether you thought he was too sensitive or not, he never felt truly loved by the majority of the fan base. He just didn't feel that. Now, is that in his own mind that he wanted the same love as Steph? He was never going to get that. Like, so you were never going to get that same love of a guy that was drafted there, that won a championship there, that brought so much joy and enthusiasm, changed the game, quote unquote, right? Like, you were never going to get that. But I do kind of feel him on, like, hey guys, like, I am the best player on this team. And I did win back-to-back finals MVPs. And I am the reason. I did come here to join this team. Like, maybe I do feel like I deserve a little bit more love than I'm getting right now. Is that...
He got love. That,
did he, though?
Yes, he did.
People were kicking his ass on the way out and said, you know what?
Ooh, the internet?
Nope. Callers, the internet, doesn't matter. Fans I knew texted me, this is Warriors basketball when he was out. This is real Warriors basketball.
And how old were those people, 23?
They were fans. Doesn't matter
anyone
how old they
who
are.
Has a little bit of perspective, anyone who has a little bit of perspective would have been like, the Kevin Durant era was one of the greatest eras that ever happened. And it's the most surreal thing of all time. If anything, it's like, thank you, Kevin, for everything. Like, I think it was a very loud, small segment of individuals who didn't like Kevin Durant. And they think they're weirdos, and I don't think they're real Warrior fans.
Well, they are the fans. I know they are, and they just felt some type of way about the guy. By the way, he's having a hard time finding, like, a trade partner, I guess, one Kevin Durant.
Huh. That's a shame.
Eggs on, like, egg avatars on the internet aren't, those are not real people. When you go to
they
the
have
game.
Blue check marks, though, now.
Body bots.
When you go to the games, Kevin Durant was beloved. Okay? Like, it's just because you get a lot of phone calls doesn't mean that that's how everyone feels.
We were talking about sports breakups. How do we not mention the elephant in the room? Jordan Poole in the Golden State.
I think we mentioned that.
I brought him up.
Yeah. Okay, but I think we glossed over it then. Yeah. Sorry, I apologize. That's probably the most recent example. Like, nasty. Example.
I think the Nick Wrights of the world and the Chris Broussards and the Skip Baylesses and the Kendrick Perkins diluted the reality of the local fan base adored Kevin Durant. I just completely push back on all that.
God, Joe, we're talking about all this and it's coming to a head tomorrow between the Red Sox and the Giants. Like, I did not anticipate June 20th being a revenge series pertaining to the Boston Red Sox, an American League team. But here we are in a span of a week. Like, it's kind of crazy how all this has came out. A week ago, we were talking about this team coming off a high, trying to go for a sweep against the Rockies, right? Going into a massive series against the Dodgers. In a week later, you got Rafael Devers. And now we're looking at this series like, no, you got to be... Going into the series now, I'm looking at the Red Sox like I look at the Dodgers. You want to kick their ass for Rafi, right? If you're a fan.
I think they're going to throw at him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's not a doubt in my mind. Do you listen to the Will Fleming is the broadcaster. I mean, it's as if Rafi did this to him.
Want to talk? Here. Will Fleming.
Come on.
On Rafi Devers just taking ground balls at first.
It was an enormous middle finger to everybody with the Red Sox. It was. There's no other way to see that. And again, this notion of I'll do whatever they want, but they didn't ask me nicely enough in Boston. that to me is absolutely outrageous.
I kind of feel him on that. Like, but again, when you get toxic relationships, the pettiness comes out. You get extremely petty, and it's very difficult to not go back into that little brother, big brother mentality of knowing how to push each other's buttons. It's very difficult not to go into that mode. And clearly, Rafael Devers wanted to go into that mode. And you know what? He's here. And what you're going to do as soon as you see your ex, right? You're going to go up to your current significant other. And what are you going to do with him? You're going to make out with him right in front of him, right? And that's what he's going to try to do this weekend with a home run, a triple, whatever. Whatever the equivalent of that is this weekend, Joe, Rafi Devers is going to try to do that. And I guess for them, it was taking ground balls at first base. It was like making love right in front of your ex for them. And they were just disgusted with him. I'm just laughing at the absurdity of all this.
I love how angry Boston is. This is so much fun. Finally. I mean, and you know, John Damon alluded to it. There's not one individual who has ever left Boston on a high note.
Ever. He didn't. He said it was very difficult to leave them.
No one. And you know why? Because Boston is so insular and they're so insecure. How would you not want to be here where we're the smartest, the greatest, and the best?
Is there any like beloved Red Sox and Yankee? There's probably an obvious one I can't think of right now that played for both, that's equally loved. But he's not equally loved by the Red Sox.
What do you mean? What?
Red Sox fans don't love Babe Ruth.
Well, I mean, he had like 100 wins.
I think they more regret his departure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but they don't view him as like...
Wade Boggs is not necessarily beloved by the Yankees.
Roger
Clemens is a good one, actually. But Roger was hated for a long time for joining the Yankees.
I mean, the fact you have to go back to Babe Ruth to find a beloved Red Sox and Yankee, kind of, there
you
go. I
think Roger's like a good litmus test for that, because he was really good there, right? Like, he was sensational. He was there.
You're talking about with Boston?
Yes.
Yeah, but he lost in the playoffs some big games.
I know. Dave Stewart against him.
Yeah, you know, and then he left and went to Toronto. Like, there's the Roger thing is very complicated.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I think they despised Wade Boggs until they won their championships that he had joined the Yankees.
Do you know what's not complicated? It's the segment that we have called This or That. It's actually really simple. And we make it simple so the fans can join us in these conversations, because we want to hear.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.